All right. Well, Zoe Jakes, thank you so much for coming on K-Slug. It's so nice speaking with you. And we are here mostly to talk about the Zero to Fierce Festival and your performance in that. But also, I kind of want to get to know how you started belly dancing. And the more I look into the amazing things you do, the more I'm like interested in how you got into all these different avenues. So you started your belly dance journey in 2000. How did that start for you?
Well, I found belly dancing at the Renaissance Fair, which was really cool. And there was a whole really special community of musicians and dancers and people coming from around the world. There was Dariush, who's from Iran, and he was an amazing santur player. And I was really lucky that early in my dance career, I was surrounded by incredible live musicians. And Don Brown, who ran the coffee house, was he was a practicing Sufi and a really like magical human being, and he just wanted to create community spaces. But we were kind of doing our own thing and dancing and playing music, and we had a big back area behind the coffee house that was, and we would just play music and jam until like 2 or 3 in the morning, and it was really special. So I would say like community really brought me into it, and the connection that everybody had to each other, and just having fun making art.
I love that. I love what you said about having so many live musicians around you. I think that makes the like creativity flow so much more when you're just like, oh, I'm gonna get my body moving. And what you said about community too is really beautiful because I think you've put on such great shows is what I see, and I'm really excited because the shows that you put on are look very,
Yeah.
very fun, very energetic. And I want to know how do you get, or I guess where do some of your ideas come from other than having all these amazing other talented musicians with you and your ideas for these fun shows?
Well, I would say as an artist, one of the things, I don't know if you're familiar with Ira Glass, the is like the Ameri This American Life, I think this is the show. He has this really great speech that I think has been is very it's a good thing to look up as a performer and an artist to read about. And it's essentially talking about being a beginner and talking about the way that you grow as an artist is you just do a large volume of work. And you don't judge that volume of work. You just keep going. You don't get obsessed with the details. You just focus on kind of like the feeling and the vibe and the energy. And this idea that this large body of work is how you begin to find yourself. And it never changes. It's not like you get somewhere and all of a sudden you're this artist and you're doing great work and then you stop. It's like you have to keep this river going. And sometimes you don't feel inspired by the river. Sometimes you think your work sucks or you're not in the mood. But it's the act of this body of work and being committed to the process. So many things inspire me, and it's always changing, but it's the act of committing to the constant body of work that keeps me inspired in general.
Yeah, I love that. It's the consistency that kind of keeps you going, and the fact that you're like, we have to be consistent in order to, I think, just see to see a little bit of growth, or even just to keep that, like you said, sometimes you don't always feel inspired, but you kind of just have to keep going. Maybe it'll come back.
Oh, it always comes back. It
Yeah.
always does. Even if you think it's not going to, it will. The big part of that equation, though, is not just the body of work, but it's the judgment. It's really fighting against placing that judgment on your work and just accepting that that's the work you're making at the time. That's the key, because I find myself, if I get too wrapped up in like, is my work good? That's when I start to have problems. It's like, it's just my work. It's just what I'm doing right now. Yeah.
And it should reflect, I mean, we're all humans. We all go through like ebbs and flows, and it kind of should reflect
Yep.
you as the person, you know?
Yep.
So,
Absolutely.
how do you
Yeah.
think belly dancing helps you in your like personal life and kind of balancing that flow of dance and creativity, artistry. Do you think that helped
Well,
you
so
balance stuff in your regular life?
oh yeah, I mean, I'm not depressed. I think it's huge. I think it saved me from so much like trauma and so many things. I mean, we're somatic beings. We feel and we move, and everything is just so incredibly connected. So like being a mover and moving to music, it's huge. But I'm also a producer and a writer of music and a director, and I put on these massive shows. So
Yes, I
belly
definitely want to
belly
talk about
dance,
that.
yeah. So it's interesting because I don't think of myself as a belly dancer. I don't think of myself as a musician. I think of myself as this like artist that just kind of, I write a lot of music. I do a lot of dancing. I see big picture with these big projects. I see transitions. And so I think at this point, just kind of going back to the question that you had asked, that I think is a really good question about how does it affect, how has it created balance in my life, is that it's so many things. The physical, obviously, moving. Like I personally believe that like one of the biggest diseases that we're dealing with the consequences right now is inactivity. I think it's a disease. I think not moving your body is like one of the worst things you can do. You have to move or you die, you know? And so being inspired to move every day and it being a joy is, I think, in the way how dancing has like really helped me and create the balance.
Yeah, definitely. I like
Yeah.
what you said
Yeah.
about us being somatic beings. I think that's really important. Me, I think a lot of us, especially us who live here in Humboldt County, we love to get out and moving, but a lot of us are not getting into that headspace or maybe not tapping into it. And I think it's very important, especially with so much that's going around in the world. We need to release that in some form, some
Oh
energy, as much as possible. I think that's amazing. Yeah.
yep, absolutely. You gotta acknowledge it, and then you can't just think it though. That's the thing, is I think we think, and then we think that we're expressing or feeling our feelings. You're not feeling your feelings. You're like compartmentalize. You're saying your feelings isn't the same as feeling your feelings. And movement, especially when you're moving to music and you're dealing with art, you have to feel your feelings or there's stuck energy. So I think dance really helps us somatically experience the sensations of our body when we're feeling things.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Since you brought up being an artist as a whole and just expressing yourself as in many shapes, forms as possible. Let's definitely talk about you being a founding member of Beats Antique. And I was looking into it. I was just like, oh my goodness, I need to go to a show sometime. I know there is one coming up. Wait, is there one coming up?
We're doing a show. We're doing late night shows. I think Friday, Saturday night is happening after the Zero to Fierce events. So
Yes.
if anybody's still up, we're at the Eagle House on yeah, Friday and Saturday night, late night after Zero to Fierce. So that's cool. And yeah, we're excited. I really do love being in a band. I feel very lucky that I get to do that.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about Beats Antique and how it was born and what it has become now.
Beats Antique is a really interesting thing because, it started in 2008, and we, at the time in the electronic scene, there were no female artists at all. It was the boys' club big time. And I was really in a lot of these venues we were doing. It would be me and these two guys, and I felt like it was like the like sandwich, like in order for a woman to like make it in the electronic scene in 2008, she had to be sandwiched between two dudes. But and I would be like the only woman backstage for like these huge shows. It was nuts.
Wow.
So I'm really grateful now to see in the electronic scene. Closey's huge, and Toki Monster and seeing these female artists really getting the, getting recognized, it makes me so happy. But anyway, sorry, I always go back into that because I'm like,
Like, no, that's amazing. Shine the light. It
female
deserves to
power. Yeah.
shine.
But yeah, we started as a project to make music for a Miles Copeland, and we just kept going from there. And it was me, Tommy, and David in the beginning, and we did some really fun stuff. We toured a lot. We've done all the big festivals. Was definitely a quite an experience to do that for a while, and we're still doing lots of stuff, but it's like more mellow now, which makes me really happy. We're not
Yeah.
touring quite as much as we used to, yeah, but the stuff we do is really fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, performed at like Coachella,
Yeah.
Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo.
That's
Yeah.
awesome. But it's nice. It's nice that you say that you like this little change a little bit, doing the.
Yeah, it feels more sustainable. And I'm 46 years old. I've been doing this forever. I've been on the road for 20 years. You get tired of that after a while. You just want to like be more focused. But now, like, doing Two Nights in Eureka is really close to my heart because I love Eureka. I want to be here. Like I it's my home. I live here part time, so
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm really excited about that happening. And that's another reason, like, to bring it back to Zero to Fierce. And I think this festival is really awesome, and like, just I'm really, really honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, we are so happy to have you and so happy to have so much more shows coming in and pulling back into Arcata and having these shows for the communities for everyone to see. All in 10 days, a
Yeah.
10-day span. That's it's kind of crazy to wrap my hand around how many things are going to be
It's gonna be
happening.
amazing. Yeah, I'm
Amazing.
so excited. Yeah,
Yeah, your
it's gonna be
show,
great.
March 6th at 9 p.m. at the Playhouse. It is entitled The Serpentine Storytellers, where you embark on a story of love, loss, life, and death through dance, gesture, and poetry. And it's you and a few other artists as well. It's a really
Yeah, actually, we have Rachel Noel, who's been living in Eureka for a long time. She's a super badass, such a pillar of the dance and arts and spoken word community. And Tani Serene, who is a professor at the university, and she's a beautiful dancer and artist. And yeah, and I'm bringing up Teresa and Pixie from the Bay Area. So it's going to be a really nice mix of Bay Area and Arcata crew.
That sounds really fun. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect from the Serpentine Storytellers.
I love to tell stories with dance. It's my big passion right now. And so there's going to be some acts that are very storytelling driven, which I think dance is such a beautiful way to tell story because it transcends words. But there's
Definitely.
also going to be some spoken word, which I'm very excited about. Rachel Noel is the very skilled spoken word artist and well known in the Arcata scene. And we're going to have, it's going to have some lots of props and transitions and solos and group work. And so there'll be, I think, something for everybody. Storytellers are going to love it, but I think people that just want to experience dance and art are going to love it. And people that, they just want to go out and see some belly dance,
Exactly. I'm definitely
Yeah.
excited about the poetry, but also just the picture of this amazing outfit you have on. And I was like, I'm definitely hoping to expect all of it all in one. And I'm excited for everyone who comes and indulges in the stories.
Yeah, I think it's a really nice like addition to Joyful's event because it's just another way to tell stories. People have been telling stories through dance since the beginning of freaking human like movement. There's, if you look at the history of of so many different countries, but I'm just going to say India right now because I'm somewhat familiar with it. India has eight different classical dances, and there's many, many, many more styles that are just as amazing. They're just not labeled as classical dances of India. And each one has its own way of telling stories. And they're based off a book called the Natyashastra, which is defines the hand movement. And it talks about each position, the way it can be done, can represent a different character in the story. People spend years learning these. And so not a single word is spoken on stage, but these dancers are using very like developed, very like nuanced movements and artistry and facial expressions to convey. One dancer in a solo will convey like six different characters, and they'll tell these incredibly like complex stories with their bodies and their faces and not say a single word.
Wow.
So in these dances, one dancer can convey up to like many characters using facial expression, using their hand gestures, and none of it's done with a single word. It's all with no speaking. And I am very inspired by that. I think you can convey really complex storylines with a very talented and well-practiced dancer.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so it's really a really nice way to bring in another element of storytelling into Zero to Fierce, which I'm really excited about.
Yes. Oh my goodness. What other dances are you looking forward to seeing the Zero to Fear? Will you be here long enough to see another show?
I'm going to try and get out on Saturday night to see one of the shows. Friday, I'm going to be busy, but I want to go to one of the shows before I'm working in the late night. So I'm really excited about that I'll be able to get to see at least one. So.
Yeah, I will try to go to as many as possible. I'm so excited to have so many shows in 1 week. I'm like, okay, we're gonna make it out to as many as possible. We're gonna do this.
That's for sure. Yeah. So I haven't actually like taken a look yet at the schedule, but I will most definitely on Saturday be coming out to a show. Do you know on Saturday which show you're going to?
Yes, let's see.
There's,
There
let's
are
see.
a handful. You can always go to Zero to Fierce or playhousearts.org/Zero to Fierce. And
Nice.
really cool that they have it all up here. Let's see, Saturday. Oh, yes. Kelly's show, Catholic Guilt. I am looking forward to that show very much.
Oh yeah, as somebody that's a like recover like when I was a little kid when we were Christians, I'm very excited about that show.
Same.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'll see you there. I'll be there for sure.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I guess we can end off with you also teach classes as well, and you have an online course called Detour Online. Talk to us a little bit about your website and your classes and what you teach.
Yeah, so I actually have my own online platform. It's Zoe Jakes Online, and it's online.zoejakes.com. And it's a whole online school, and I do live classes once a month, and I have hundreds of hours of content. And yeah, it's really for all levels, beginners, intermediate, advanced. And it's been really great because I've seen a lot of my students have so much growth with the consistency. And then I have another thing called Dance Craft. Dance Craft is my dance program. And it's a 4 week long intensives and four different levels. You start with diamonds, and that's the first key, first level. And we go from the very beginning, and I just teach you my style of dance. So that is, and you can just search Zoe Jake's Dance Craft and it'll pop right up.
Yes, highly recommend if you are interested, even a little tad interested in starting belly dancing or continuing? Because I know a lot of people did it when they were young, as some of my friends were telling me about. They were like doing belly dance classes when they were young and then just never continued. I was like, oh, well, maybe if you're interested.
I teach in Arcata a lot too, actually. If you, I teach at the Redwood Room occasionally. I think 3 to 4 times a year, I'll teach a workshop, and I usually do like an hour and a half, and we just do belly dance. So if people are interested, they can just kind of keep an eye on the Redwood Rock Studio, and they post whenever I'm coming down or coming up.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I know I'm definitely interested, so I will keep an eye out and keep an eye
Sweet.
out to tell everyone about it. But yeah, we are so looking forward to having you at the Zero to
Thank
Fears.
you.
And
Thanks, Sri.
oh, of course, I am very excited to see what you have in store for us.
Yeah, we're gonna our show is Thursday with Zero to Fierce. We're gonna be performing Thursday night. Thank
Okay.
you so much for taking your time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. You as well. I'm so happy, and I definitely hope that we can meet in person and break a leg, I guess I would say.
Thanks. And I'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah, see you on Thursday. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a great day.